This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take two on the pass at 11 after the hour. Let's make it 7 past the hour. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen to explore the life of people who have metaphysical thoughts, which really is all of us when you get right down to it. You just may not know what your hidden power is. You don't know what those thoughts are that you have, the experiences, the sensitivity, the intuitive part of you. We all have it. Some of us explore it. Some of us are happy to have it. Some of us are not. It just sort of depends on how you've been brought up, what your cultural biases are. I find wisdom is one of the things that I want to, when I'm all done my experiences on this planet, I want to know that I have gained wisdom. And I think that I have, and that's one of the reasons that I'm doing this, because I've discovered what some of my hidden power is by looking at what's going on around me, checking in with myself, if you will. I saw a very interesting reality check. As someone who was writing about Ayurvedic, you pronounce this any number of ways, but I pronounce Ayurvedic wisdom, Ayurvedic. And it involves checking in with yourself, knowing yourself. The perfect time for reflection, taking advantage of this time, thinking about what has been working for you and what maybe doesn't work for you. So what goes along with that, well, is having an attitude of gratitude. You hear that a lot in prayers and conventional churches now, but it is something. If you are not thankful for what's going on in your life, the good things, and maybe the experiences that you have that are not so good, I have found every night when I go to bed, if I give thanks for the things that connect me to the source. I think that's what Wayne Dyer used to call it, source. It's source, it's God, it's the force, it's infinite intelligence, it's whatever handle you want to use, whatever makes you comfortable. But I find practicing an experience of gratitude gives me a deeper connection to my purpose, if that makes sense, to my positivity. Where your attention goes, your energy flows. I believe that. What I have said in different ways, thoughts are things, that sort of thing. So maybe as you shift your attention to an attitude of gratitude, you will attract more of what you're looking for. And that can be done with thoughts. You can write things down. So maybe as an exercise, write down or share with somebody you care about 3 things that you're grateful for today and every day. Start by contemplating what you're grateful for in the past year, maybe, or the past day, or the past week, or the month. Be thankful for whatever it is that has helped you move along. I think that's really what it is. Be grateful, and I think that helps to spread positive vibes, frankly. Checking in with an attitude of gratitude. In a moment, we're going to meet a lady who is a self-improvement spiritual author, professor, intuitive. So we will be working with Tanya Richardson right after this.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
All right, 13 after the hour, this is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Tanya Carol Richardson, self-improvement author, a contributor to MindBodyGreen.com. So let's start there, Tanya. What is MindBodyGreen? I'm not familiar with that site.
Hi, Doug. Yes, it's nice to be here with you today. That's a really popular health and wellness site, and I mainly contribute to this site. I'm a professional psychic as well as an author, so I mainly contribute to this site about spiritual articles, spiritual matters, and teaching people how to improve their intuition and get in touch with their spiritual guidance squad, their angels, ascended masters, things like that.
So how do angels help one's intuition? I'm a great believer, by the way, in all of this. That's one of the reasons that I decided a couple of years ago that I wanted to spend this time every week in both radio form and as a podcast, which you can find at yourhiddenpowershow.com, by the way, yourhiddenpowershow.com. I believe in intuition, the metaphysical realities of the world, angels. I have found myself trying to figure out which one is which, though.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people, you know, in heaven, or the dimension we like to refer to as heaven. And I work mainly with angels, but I can also contact ascended masters, people who've passed over, spirit guides. And I think people are really attracted to the idea of angels, Doug, because we always think of them as being very sweet and helpful and nurturing. So I think it's a great first contact for people to think about angels or guardian angels. Especially, we all have guardian angels, several guardian angels who are assigned to us before we were born. So that can be a good entry point for people. And I think because people feel like angels are safe and very comforting, it makes them feel okay about trying to communicate with the spirit world, or just basically get more guidance so that they can live at their highest potential and make better decisions and make the most of their earthly journey.
So how does one know or contact? Can you find by talking to somebody? If you tune in to me or whoever it is you may be talking to, whether in person or on the phone when you're giving readings, can you, by talking to them, figure out who their angels are?
Yes, that's part of what I do in a reading, is I give people an idea of who's on their spiritual guidance squad, so we get names for their guardian angels. And you know, also how I do that, Doug, is, I don't know, you're probably familiar after doing this show for a while with the four clairs, the four psychic clairs. Those are the four ways that psychics and intuitives receive information. So I use all of those in my sessions with clients. And clairaudience is where you hear voices. Clairvoyance is where you see images. Claircognizance is really cool. It's just where you get kind of what they call a download from heaven. So a bunch of information is just put into your mind very quickly, where you can kind of understand someone's relationship with someone else in their life or their past or their childhood, and you just kind of know it instantly. And then clairsentience is the most common clair, and that is where people feel like they can understand or be sensitive to other people's emotions and energy. And sometimes people who are strong in clairsentience will call themselves empaths or highly sensitive.
What do you find helps you the most? Because you must have come at some point in your life, you realized you had this extra special gift. How do you use it to help you?
To help me? Well, it's definitely always there. You know, it's interesting. The first thing that really came online for me when I was a teenager and in middle school, I started getting clairvoyance where I was seeing images and can predict things that way. And then in my late 20s, I started getting the clairaudience where I heard the voice all the time. And really, you know, I think the main thing that opens up your intuition is ironically focus, you know, having a calm, open mind and focusing. So when I'm with a client, I focus very intensely on that person and on that person's energy, and I do all my sessions over the phone, and I speak to people all over the world, which is really fun. I get to meet people from Australia and Chile and all over, which is great. But it's that intent focus where I just feel like it's me and that other person, and everything else kind of fades away, and I'm not really aware of anything else that's happening besides me just focusing on that person. Mm-hmm. So really, if you're trying to open up your intuition, it is about trying to control those racing thoughts or minimize those, not control, that'll make the fight worse. But trying to get more into meditation and calming your mind and then being able to focus on something, you know, focus on yourself, focus on someone else. And really for clients who are trying to open up their intuition, one thing I find is very helpful is if they start looking for synchronicities. Because if you start trying to talk to the universe will start trying to talk back. So you might just have a request you make of the universe in your thoughts. You could write it down in a journal. You could say a prayer. Just about something that you're curious about or you need guidance or information about, and then watch throughout the day and throughout the week for the synchronicities. Those are what Carl Jung called those meaningful coincidences that start showing up all over the place in your life, and that really is the universe and your angels and everybody talking back to you and giving you guidance.
So what happens if you don't? You may ask, you may pray. You may either not get the response or you don't like the response that you're getting. And then do you argue with yourself? Because a lot of people, as you know, who come to you and folks like you, they hear things that they want to hear and they don't hear things that they don't want to hear.
Right. Well, you know, I have to say, Doug, and it might just be that I always ask the angels and God and the source, as Wayne Dyer calls it. You mentioned before I loved Wayne Dyer and that he called it source. But I always ask them to bring people to me that I can help, that resonate with me, that would be open to me. So actually all my clients are very, very open to what I have to say. And that's kind of the whole point of a session and working with an intuitive is you should be getting a lot of new information or information that comes as a surprise or, oh, I never thought of it that way or I never tried that. So I think people are pretty open, but, you know, we all need second opinions. And sometimes it's just about getting the advice, you know, sometimes loved ones will give us very well-meaning advice that's way off the mark, and we roll our eyes and think, oh, my gosh, you know, that's really not what I should do. But really, another thing I tell people with intuition, because it can be hard to, you know, see your own life objectively, is, you know, you get stuck in your patterns and everything. And so, you know, really, it's paying attention to the words of loved ones and even strangers. You might be in the supermarket and overhear a conversation and lying next to you, and that could actually be an intuitive message from your spiritual guidance squad about your situation.
So that, but the question comes on: how do you know what to listen to, what you see, what you hear, what you feel? This is beyond the grasp of reality for a lot of people, and thus, without having the intuition, they sort of doubt what they're getting, even though they're getting it. We're continuing our conversation in a moment with Tanya Carol Richardson. You can sign up for her free newsletter, follow her on social media, visit TanyaRichardson.com. 21 after the hour here on your Hidden Power Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Now to continue with our focus on your intuition, the intuition of one Tanya Carol Richardson, who is helping clients with her readings, psychic readings, people in this country, people around the world talking. So do you get communication to, I am always fascinated when I talk to folks like you who are doing what you do for a living and ask more or less the same kind of question. How do you, for example, have a conversation with somebody like me, or go to a party, or go to dinner, or be with friends, and disconnect yourself from what is there? I find it very hard sometimes to cut the chatter. You know how when you go into a meditative zone, you're supposed to try to shut out everything? And I think it's very, very, very hard to do that. So I wonder how you do that. In everyday life?
That's a great question, Doug. And I think, first of all, the psychic power, the strong intuition is always there. And we all have intuition. And that's something that I always try and teach people about so they can get more in touch with their intuition. They can grow their intuition because wherever you fall on what I call the intuition spectrum, you can always improve drastically your intuition just through study and practice. And that's kind of the focus of a book I have coming out. Right now I have a book out called Angel Insights, which is great. It teaches you a lot about angels and about intuition. But I took it a step further in a book that comes out in December called Angel Intuition, where I really teach you about the nuts and bolts of intuition, your intuition, how to improve it. And basically, your intuition is always there and running, as mine is. However, in my case, you know, the volume can be turned kind of up and down on it. So if I'm at a party, I might be talking to people. I'm kind of more in my ego mind, using that part of my mind. Now, yes, I will sometimes have things float in about people, though don't worry. I'm not going to tell you or tell others that it's nothing to worry about. But sometimes I will have random hits, as they call them, intuitive hits, float in about people. But really, in a session, the volume on that intuition is turned up to 10, or as they say in Spinal Tap, turned up to 11. So I am so intensely focused on someone that I am just constantly hearing, seeing, getting downloads. So really, the one thing that increases your intuition is the focus. And when I'm with a client, I am so intensely focused on them that the volume on that intuition is just turned all the way up to 10. Does that make a little bit of sense?
Yeah, it does. I admire that. I find when I'm I have several different things in my life. The radio program is something that I do that's been near and dear to me for decades, and I have a dairy farm, and Jersey cattle are important and near and dear to me. My children and my grandson are near and dear to me, and so I have those thoughts going in and out of my mind all the time. And so when it comes to something like this, there the sub thoughts maybe, because I may be thinking about the radio program, for example, but then I have to get into the zone of what we're talking about at that moment. Mm-hmm. Is it a focus on this, that, or the other thing? And I find it easy enough to do, but then I think, well, why are you different? You have a different, I'm talking about a different subject, you're talking to a different person, so you focus on that person. The problem or the difference is that I'm looking at some information that's come to me from another source. You're looking out for or trying to grab information that's just out there coming from another source. It's different when you look at it versus when you sort of hear it. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, well, I'm just open. So in a session, I'm just trying to, like you said, receive. I'm not using my ego mind. I'm just receiving, and just communicating what I'm receiving.
See, the average person doesn't understand how that works. So they don't.
But you can practice. And, you know, that book, Angel Intuition, that comes out in December, and the book out now, Angel Insights, that might help you, it might help explain it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Angel Intuition is coming out in December. Angel Insights, Forever in My Heart, A Grief Journal, Heaven on Earth, Zen Teen, which is coming out in September, all of these things. You can find out more about Tanya and her writing and her work, TanyaRichardson.com, TanyaRichardson.com, here on Your Hidden Power.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more, or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we can help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now 34 at the hour. This is Your Hidden Power, a program designed to help you enhance your abilities. We have a set of circumstances that present themselves. Usually a conversation with someone who's an expert in intuition or things that help in the metaphysical world. And then I spend time with my friend Uri Geller in Israel. Joining us later on is Mary O'Malley, who is an award-winning hypnotherapist. We'll have a reading and some intuitive information from our astrologer, Maria Trilogy. That's all coming up in this half hour. Uri is on the line with us from, are you in Jerusalem or Tel Aviv at the moment? Where are you?
I'm in Tel Aviv. I just sent you a picture.
I'm looking at it.
Open your email, you'll find a picture of me holding the telephone up where there is a live streaming of the passing over of the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and all the dignitaries are there speaking. Ivanka Trump is here as well. But while this ceremony is going on, there is a major violence in the southern borders of Gaza. I think there are already 41 Palestinians dead. fires and smoke, and I understand that Israeli jets are bombing maybe another tunnel or a Hamas post. So it's not the happiest moment. But parallel to all this, Doug, some phenomenon happened before yesterday. An Israeli singer won the Eurovision in Europe, which is a huge, huge, huge singing contest of all the countries in Europe.
It's like American Idol is here, same kind of thing. It's sort of the European version of American Idol, yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's much bigger than American Idol because this is a once-a-year competition of all the countries, and they send their best singers. And an Israeli girl called Netta, she won. And, you know, against all the odds of political influences and so forth, and she became a hero. The moment she won, hundreds of thousands of Israelis in all the major cities in Israel broke into dancing and singing, and the streets were flooded. I'm talking about 100,000 people in Rabin Square in the center of Tel Aviv, jumping into the pool. It was a mass euphoria. I've never seen anything of the like ever before. And she has arrived this morning to Israel, and tonight she's going to go and thank all her fans. So it's a major thing because the next Eurovision contest will be held in Jerusalem. So the country that wins hosts the next competition. So suddenly the American embassy being opened today in Jerusalem, she bringing the crown home to Israel for the next Eurovision to be held in Jerusalem is huge. And all this is attached to all the latest military accomplishments of getting the Iranian secrets out of Tehran, finding more tunnels, all kinds of political situations which are positive to Israel. So there is this high in Israel now. But then, parallel to that, there are Palestinians being killed in Gaza. So that's very, very sad.
All right. So let's take apart some of this material from your perspective as a paranormalist, someone who's a motivator, someone who's known as an elite thinker, if you will. You wanted to go back to your homeland. You were born in Israel. You spent a lot of your life as an entertainer living in America and living in England. You've traveled all around the world. And so you come back to your homeland, and people ask the question, well, when people are resettling, there are a lot of European Jews who have resettled Israel, if you will, and they're a different, I don't want to say cult, but they're a different class than the Semitic Jews and Arabs and Christians who live in Jerusalem, who don't understand what the big deal is because they all live and work together. So I always enjoy your perspective on these things, but I would like to take it from the point of view of someone who's more sensitive. You're aware and telling us about the realities of the day-to-day stuff, but what more do we need to think about and know about people and their motivations? Because that's really what you're about. Why are people motivated to be upset or happy? It seems to me that it goes further than just the same old fights that we've been having for centuries.
Well, Doug, you know, you are hitting the nail on its head. Obviously, a lot of this is in the name of religion. You have to go back to the history of Israel. Jerusalem is 3,000 years old, and it has always been the center point and the capital of Israel. You're going back 3,000 years back. Now, there are lots of Arabs and different groups of people who claim that Jerusalem is theirs. So that's why there's no stability, and it motivates and it emanates out of the deep religious beliefs of people. But I truly believe that, you know, whatever all the attacks on your current president, Trump, I think that there is a major shift in the world thinking now, because this man is jolting everyone to the core. And the biggest thing that happened in the last 3 weeks is the North Korean agreeing to eradicate their nuclear bombs. That is so huge. So some of the ones who are on the attack and on the trying to debunk President Trump have probably no deep vision of what is really happening here. I truly believe that Trump will be able to make peace between the Iranians and the Israelis. It's a matter of time, and it's a matter of many other things. So hopefully, in the coming 5 years, there will be a major shift again in the thinking of the Iranian government. I'm not talking about the people, but the government. And positive things are going to happen. And I hope it would be a final long-term peace in the Middle East.
I think that the Iranian people, actually, it would appear, are much more interested in a change for the better. The government is run by nincompoops, the Ayatollah and these other people that the average person in Iran doesn't like their government any more than most other people, but they're becoming more vocal about it. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how all that shakes out and if we get some stability out of a change there. Uri, thanks for your perspective on things. Uri Geller's website is urigeller.com. Urigeller.com. Up next, we have Mary O'Malley. We'll have a psychic moment here. And now I want you to have a moment for those of you who are running small businesses. There are 80 million of you in this country. EasyEmail.tech to get your own new uncommon handle using email addresses. 844-344-7607. That's the number. Or go to EasyEmail.tech. 844-344-7607.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
At 44 past the hour, this is your hidden power. Mary O'Malley has power. Award-winning hypnotherapist, psychic medium. She specializes in your transition from one part of your life to another. So if you're in that mood, if you read your... I was looking at my horoscope today. I actually have three of them, Mary, that come to me every day. And one of them reads as follows. Love matters, or a relationship with a special woman will be amplified for you over the next few days. You have the Taurus moon in your seventh house of partnerships. Well, that's stuff that I can ask Maria about. But most people come to you because they're interested in transition. Do they know that when they get to you? They just know that they're not happy. They're stuck. So when people go to a good psychic like you, Is it because they need to, whether they understand it or not, need to go from one place to another in their experience?
Yes. Generally, people they tell me, well, I was just a mess today, and I just started thinking about you, or I saw your card, or something that spirit kind of leads them to pick up the phone and make that telephone call.
Yeah.
So most of the time they're calling because they're driven by something.
Mm-hmm. So what are we missing?
They call for one thing, but really they've called for another thing.
Yeah, they just don't know that they've called for another thing. Yeah. So right. Then how do we peak? You know, not everybody is the same, and we wouldn't need people like you if we could all figure it out on ourselves, by ourselves. So I guess that's a good thing. But in coming, there are more people that go to counselors like you these days than go to regular therapists, to a shrink session, whatever you want to call it, because those don't seem to be working as well as they used to. So people come to folks like you who want to ease their mind. I mean, it's really all about the mind, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And figuring out all the different voices, you know, so to speak, which of this voice is really my heart talking to me or my soul talking to me? You know, everybody's telling me this, but I really feel it's this way. So just sort of checking in on themselves and their, you know, communication from their guides and their higher self.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of helps clarify.
We had a lady on earlier. You may have heard her talking about angels, angel communication. That's part of the specialty that some people have. Are there different? I could go, and I have done this actually, to three different people who specialize in what you do, and I get three different answers from three different sources in spirit. Why is that? Why doesn't everybody who's associated with me in spirit come to you if you're looking for an answer to a question I have?
I think a lot of it depends on the perspective you need. So, I tune in with your guides, but I'm also tuning in with my guides, and they're giving me a certain perspective on whatever your issue is that you can address. And another psychic is going to be working with your guides and their guides, and they're going to give you maybe a different perspective on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that happens quite often, and I don't know why, you know, because we have self-will. Spirit also wants you to have, you know, a broader perspective on things so you can make a better decision. But, it also depends on the reader, you know, how they're interpreting the information coming through.
Mm-hmm. I suppose there you go. Some people are just in search of knowledge. They're frustrated with what life has given them or what they've attracted. I think that's maybe for me, it was learning that it was all about me, that I was attracting with my thoughts the sorts of things that were coming into my life, and that's all part of the lesson. But if you want to change your thoughts, then you need to have help from somebody like Mary so that you can understand what it is that you're doing yourself. You're putting thoughts into your head that you need to not put in your head. And that's about the business of changing the way you think and what you attract. So check out Mary O'Malley at psychicscout.com. 10 before the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Time now on Your Hidden Power to have some good quality time with our astrological beacon. Our expert is Maria Francesca Trilogy, whom you may find at SMBWorks at earthlink.net. She said to me, I never get much feedback, and I'm never sure what she means from me or from you. But if you go to SMBWorks at earthlink.net and get exposed to her thinking, I mean, you get exposed to it here, but in the first-hand offerings that she does, there's a lot of blogging, there are a lot of readings every day, all day she spends with people, whether in her office or on the phone, answering questions. And that's really what this is about. This is a service-oriented program that helps people to look at things from a different perspective, but it's all about solving problems. The reason she's here, the reason Mary is here, Uri and the other experts, is because we know that you're looking for ways that are not necessarily traditional and figuring out what's happening in your heart and your mind, putting them together. And astrology, as I've said many times, is a fabulous, for me anyway, a fabulous way to learn how to deal with people. And then, but I use it as a tool to understand others as well as myself. And what Maria brings here is a way for you to make your life less complicated, even though it sounds like a lot of her explanations are complicated. When's Uranus going to be in Taurus? It's like Uranus and the other planets, and they go into the sign of Taurus, and who figured this all out? People go nuts, but it's not yours to figure out why. It's just yours to figure out how it can be used to help you. And now
God,
Uranus is
so good.
You like that. Uranus is traveling into Taurus. What the heck is that?
Yes, Uranus is traveling into Taurus for the first time in 84 years. So the last time, what astrologers like to do is go back 84 years. So when you think about what happened even 84 years ago,
That was in the 30s, late 30s into the early 40s. It was the Second World War. It was the Wall Street, you know, right after the Wall Street crash. And so a lot of what was happening that will occur in a much different way because it's 84 years later is that Taurus, the sign that Uranus will be traveling to, is very concerned about finance. So there, the focus here is all about value. Value, finance, what do you do with your money? What's going on in the world financially, and how will that change? Now, Uranus is the kind of planet that comes along and brings change sometimes in ways that we're not ready for. Because Uranus brings kind of surprises. It's just sometimes it's upsetting, sometimes it's exciting. Most of the time it's like unexpected. So we've got to be flexible here. And the time that it gets is the most prominent is when it first goes in there. It's just like when you first open a door and you walk in, you haven't been in that room in 84 years. It's like, whoa. All this new kind of energy comes in. So we have to look at our own finances. Are we paying the best?
The surprises that we get, as you said, 84 years, they're going to be surprises. But you get surprises all the time, almost every day. If we use horoscopes or we use astrology, there's a new surprise every day, right?
Really? Yeah, well, these kind of surprises have to do specifically with your money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, look what happened. Oh, and the other part of Taurus is the Earth. This is a very strong Earth sign. So we're going to see a lot of Earth changes. Now, what just happened in Hawaii, those people did not expect that.
No, you don't.
So we're talking about those kinds of, we get surprises every day. But we have to be ready now to really take a look at everything that has to do with what we value, how much money we spend, where we spend it, how we spend it, because the whole banking system is going to change and be affected. Very interesting that during the time of Uranus and Taurus the first time, 84 years ago, that's when the Monopoly game got invented.
Really?
So when I think about that in relationship, that's not the whole focus, but it is definitely going to bring change, and we have to really be ready for looking around at your life to see what are you doing with your money, what are you doing, land, anything that has to do with the land.
Uh-oh. Thank you. Maria.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.